crowd in and sit down and entertain them in there. They didn't say, they seldom done that. Unless it was somebody extra special. Of course, we didn't have one. We didn't have one. But my granddad there.
There's some of this dust. Where's that other jar of dust, eh? Gone.
So,
What about the porch? Did you ever hear any old-fashioned names for porch?
Gallery.
Huh?
The gallery.
Uh-huh. That's what they used to call it?
Yeah. That was a gallery.
And, you know, this kitchen here, you say it's built separate from the rest of the house?
There was a porch. A little breezeway between.
A breezeway, look, come under like that, and you went from the living part
to the kitchen.
Oh, just a little V shape.
Yeah. Thing. No, like this.
Just,
you
know what a breezeway is. Uh-huh. All right, we had a breezeway all the way across.
How come they do that?
Was just getting it out of the way, I reckon.
Well, in other words, get the young ones out of the kitchen. And they eat in the kitchen, and they...
Get them out of the kitchen, they have to get them in it.
And they had a long old table, old wooden table, you know. And three or four was over there, and three or four over here. One or two yards of chicken.
It took 3 yards of material to make our tablecloth.
How many people were in your family?
11 children, 13. And mother and father, and then they adopted three more children.
Were you the oldest?
I was next to the oldest.
Her brother, North Carolina, the oldest.
Uh-huh. I was the oldest girl in the family.
So like you were telling me yesterday, you had to pretty well...
Yeah, pretty well.
Take care of.
Took over when I was about 13.
She raised the money, and I'll tell you that. Practically raised me. We'll be married
up.
35 years.
He's quicker than my mother would.
We'll be married.
You'll have to tend to these
years. Right.
Kids is getting out of hand, and she said, see if you can get them to behave. It didn't take me long.
What would you do to them?
Tear them up.
Made her mad. She cut meat one morning and said, you'd make a good stepmom. I'd die before I'd be a stepmom. She wound up a stepmom.
There were 7 boys and 4 girls.
7, 4, 11.
And they adopted 2 girls and a little boy. My mother's sister died and left these children.
12, 13, 14.
And raised all of them. And I done a boy.
When you, her sister, not your sister.
Yeah, I done all of, I started washing clothes when I was about 13. Well, I always helped mother when she'd be doing the washing. Throw them up on the battling block and beat them with a stick, with a board, a battling board. It'd make you a pretty board.
Rub board, battling board.
And then a little later on, we found out about the rub boards. My daddy got me a rub board. And I could make the dirt fly on that thing. We'd wash them, wash the dirt out.
In the wash
put
pot.
Put them in the wash pot and boil them. Then we'd take them up and rinse them about 3 waters.
Mm-hmm. What about them after you've done the washing, then you take the clothes in and you do the...
Hang them anywhere you can find a place to
throw them
to
on
dry.
Bushes, anything.
To dry.
And then what?
Bring them in
the house,
and fold them,
and iron them.
Bring them in, fold them up. What you wasn't going to iron, you'd fold them, and what you was going to iron, you iron the next day. If you're real smart, you might get them ironed that same day you washed. You didn't have too many to iron.
You'd be washing 13 people in one day?
Yes, ma'am. 15. I washed 14 white shirts. My brother come home and brought 2 young men with him.